From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. My next guest has turned Southern gospel every which way and loose. You shrug your shoulders around. Singer and musician Liz Brazier calls her music garage rock meets Delta blues meets gospel meets soul. She grew up singing in a North Carolina Baptist church choir in Spanish and later soaked up the scene in Atlanta. Brazier has a new album out this month. It's called Painted Image. I spoke with her when she was on tour for her last album and asked her about her roots.
Yeah, so I'm actually first generation U.S. My mom and her family are from the Dominican Republic, and my father is Italian, and I was born in Matthews, North Carolina, born and raised there in a Southern Baptist Spanish-speaking church.
So you were singing Baptist hymns in Spanish?
That's right, yeah, and modern contemporary Spanish songs as well.
Do you remember any? I mean, did any come, did it float through your head that you were singing as a kid?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Let's see. Cuando fue a la cruz, mi Jesús, yo vi. Lots of little hymns like that just come in and out.
Beautiful. Is that how you discovered you could, like, belt it out, your voice in church?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I stuck out from everybody else singing, and it was kind of oppressed for a little while until I discovered Southern gospel music and specifically African-American gospel music.
Oh, wow. So I imagine they just pointed to Liz and said, okay, you're on the solo today.
Yeah, that's where I got my start soloing for sure.
Well, a lot of Southern artists came up singing in the church. And for you, African-American gospel, that's an old school form of music. How did you make it yours?
Yeah, well, I actually lived in Chicago for a little bit, and I got introduced to the Delta blues when I was living there, and it made me study Southern music, and specifically, you know, gospel music and the Delta blues went hand in hand. So when I got to gospel songs, I just felt that that was, honestly, that was a true soul music form, and it it hit my soul more than anything had. And so I just delved in from there, and I realized it actually went hand in hand with the history of the South that I was also learning more about being away from it.
Hmm. Well, let's hear a little bit of that voice of yours. This is from the single called Body of Mine.
Lights go dim in the cells of mine.
So this is my guest, Liz Brazier. So I love what you said about the Delta blues and gospel going hand in hand. That's, you know, the old saying that you're in the bar on Saturday night and in the church pew on Sunday morning.
Right.
Well, was it like that for you? I mean, I think you came from a pretty devout family.
Yeah, I came from a very devout, very legalistic family. And it wasn't until I went out of the South that I realized, you know, that not everything has to be represented in that way. So I started realizing that, honestly, at its core, gospel music and the Delta blues, they speak about the same things, which is a cry for help and a cry of resiliency as well.
Hmm. So was your family supportive when you talked about getting into the music business?
So it's crazy because I come from a family of singers. There are 9 siblings that my mom has. They all sing very well, extremely well. That's how I learned how to sing. And from a young age, I was singing and also taking piano lessons. But anything outside of the church was deemed, you know, secular and of the devil. So, no, it wasn't supported.
Well, I hear a little bit of the devil in your music. Is that safe to say there's a little bit of a bad girl in there?
Well, I think I've always been a rebel, and that's because when you're raised in such a strict context, I feel like you naturally want to push those boundaries and push those limits. So I did that a lot. I was a very bad teenager. And, you know, I've sort of reconciled that with just being human nature. It's, you know, it's a struggle between what's right and what's wrong every day.
Yeah, I think there's a song lyric I'm remembering. I was listening a lot in the last couple of days. You want me to behave, I'm going to misbehave. I'll behave when I'm in my grave.
Yeah, that's like a really good one.
Sounds like a rebel.
Yeah.
You're listening to my conversation with Liz Brazier. I spoke with her when she was on tour for an EP called Outcast. Now she's got a new album coming out this month, and it's called Painted Image. Let's listen to the title track.
Will you take our givenness as how it is? Try to live with your voice in my head. But all that I amount to is this.
Painted Image, your first big hit single along with Cold Baby. I'm curious about the inspiration behind that song.
Painted Image is really about just it's like a self-reflection. So it's just a cry of, you know, not wanting to do what somebody else wants you to, but really just observing yourself as like this piece of work, because I think that's what we all are at the end of the day.
Well, I think also in the music business, image is a big part of it. Do you feel like, you know, you're almost like an illustration of the melting pot, right?
Yeah,
you're half Dominican, half Italian. Your stepfather, I think, was Jamaican, grew up in North Carolina, speaking Spanish. What does that feel like to you? Do you feel like you're forced to project something about who you are as a singer and a musician?
I don't, up to this point. I don't feel that way. Honestly, I feel like it's a huge benefit for me, because I feel like I'm able to show, you know, this nation right now that there's not one way to be an American, and there's not one way to be a woman in this industry, that it's very fluid and that it is very diverse. And I like that.
Well, this is some of the stuff that I think comes up in your lyrics. A little bit of heartbreak, or a lot of heartbreak, a little bit of sass, I think. But also, I hear some more bigger issues. Do you feel like your music is a place for you to express that, your feelings about, you know, being in America at this point?
I do. And, you know, my hope is that it will constantly give me a platform to be able to speak about things that are important to me, such as, you know, immigration and how women are treated in this industry and pay gaps and things like that.
How old were you when you first picked up a guitar? Because you do play, right?
I do play.
Yeah, so you're in this little tiny band, and I hear your live shows are amazing.
Yeah, I actually just picked up the guitar when I was 20 years old, so not that long ago.
Wow, so you're what, 27 now, 28?
I am, yes, 27.
Wow, so young babe on the road in the world. NPR did write that you should open for Betty LeVette, Justin Timberlake, or the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
So, yeah, what's funny is I've actually already opened for the Mavericks, like very soon after that article came out, which is pretty remarkable. And then we met Betty LeVette's booking agent, who wants us to do a show together sometime soon. So we're working on Justin, but, you know, there is the Memphis connection, so we'll see.
Who would you absolutely love to open for?
Oh, at the top of my list is Bob Dylan, hands down. If I could open for him, I think I could just die in peace.
So you do all originals for the most part. Have you ever covered like a Dylan song?
So I do covers. Actually, at the end of every show, it's not a Dylan song, but it's a Mahalia Jackson song called Elijah Rock. And I close out the night with my own arrangement of that.
Oh, my God. I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. So I know you're a musician. Don't want to sing on command at 9 o'clock in the morning, but a little line from Elijah Rock,
sure.
Possible?
Sure. Satan is a liar and a conjurer too. And if you don't watch out, he'll conjure you. If I could, I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood, Lord. Elijah Rock. And then it takes off from there.
Whoa. Liz Brazier, I want to thank you so, so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Liz Brazier's new album, Painted Image, comes out next week. But if you can't wait, NPR has the whole album available for first listen. That's at npr.org.